domesticated virtual reality is a technology that seems to have been just around the corner for several decades now. But with Facebook's recent acquisition of the Oculus VR system, the area has received a powerful new push. This time, the twist is that the technology leans towards the users, with hundreds of amateur movies shot with the cheap, indestructible GoPro camera already available for free download. Although the headsets themselves, basically big pairs of black goggles with mini video screens instead of lenses, are still not quite everyday items. But just you wait. Artist Jesse Jones and Caroline Campbell are currently researching with an Oculus VR headset, so I went to visit them at their base in the Irish Museum of Modern Art, where I donned the Oculus as the artist showed me around a selection of virtual netherworlds.
I'm Caroline Campbell. I'm an artist and filmmaker.
I'm just loading up a stereoscopic video on YouTube that someone's recorded. And what they've done is they've mounted two GoPros on a drone, just at equal distance from each other, and they've just flown around and created a stereoscopic image, which is then patched together and put up on YouTube. You can see the stereoscopic image on screen.
Got a picture of a garden and some trees in it.
Yeah, we're just down the ground now because the drone is down the ground. So I'm going to put this... You can put the Oculus on your head.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Am I in there now? Yeah, okay.
So you might lose your balance, so just to be aware of that.
Okay. I'll try not to lose my balance.
If you want to know where the table is, that's okay, just in case.
I put my hand down and the table is exactly where I would expect it.
I'm Jesse Jones, I'm an artist. I guess we were doing a lot of research earlier in the year around Taylorism and the body and labour and stuff like that. And just thinking about how this other type of kind of labour is beginning to happen, which is like ocular labour and retinal labour or something, in terms of your focusing and the movement of your eye, like what's happening there that's making you so tired.
There's a very kind of strange sensation when you're very low, as though your body had sunk beneath the road and your head was just
quite dreamlike, isn't it?
Yeah, because the perspectives are quite unusual, and when you try to kind of feel where your body might be in relation to your eyes, then the world begins to sort of split apart in strange ways. Moving through the world on an ordinary day, you are doing some retinal labour. I wonder why it becomes more intense.
Because it's not as dispersed through your body, because you're only relying on this particular like zone of your two eyes bringing together this stereoscopic image. You're not dispersing that attentiveness around your body. It's kind of the rest of your body is just may as well not even be there. Like, it's not useful. Your kind of sense of like how you're perceiving the environment is just so discombobulating that, you know, it's kind of making your stomach turn a little bit. It's like being going up in a like big wheel or a roller coaster or something.
If I tap my foot, I can still hear it, even though I'm looking down. Nothing down there. It makes a noise. Mm. The carpet is very interesting. This does sound like some students in their bed sit now, but wow, that carpet is really interesting. The patterns.
It's so detailed.
Yeah.
And maybe also, is it true that Persian carpets were really meant to be built as a way of representing kind of like the world and ideas? Like the history of the Persian carpet is kind of like similar to like the writing of a computer game. I remember my friend painstakingly redrew a Persian carpet as an art project one time, and I had to listen to Persian carpet stories for about 3 months because she drew it with one pencil and it was like AO size.
One of the things that you can't help noticing with the GoPro and with the Oculus is that in a way, one way or the other, you're going to end up moving on these technological tracks that are laid down by huge corporate entities.
Yeah.
And I wonder how you feel or how you respond to that.
I think it's super problematic. I mean, like, I had been working quite a while in film making 16mm film, and it felt like 16 was a medium that I could trust because it wasn't embroiled in that kind of process of like commercial cinema. It had a kind of its own space. It had a bit of like material autonomy. Hold it into the centre of your vision. See, it's like this white kind of ghosty thing. Hold that in the centre of your vision and see, can you get over there?
This involves craning round over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Which is, that makes it, one feel one's body quite strange as well, because in order to walk straight ahead, I have to look backwards. But I'm making progress across the room. Actually, it's funny that this room has such a nautical feel to it.
It feels like
you're sailing everywhere rather than walking. I've docked at the couch.
I suppose what I'm interested in around this technology before it becomes narrativized, it's on this kind of precipice of you know, what it's going to become. And we were talking before about how do you use a space that is undefined to kind of tell stories that might be more marginal to what the dominant narrative of that technology is going to represent, which is probably, you know, war games and kind of video games of like really sexist, misogynistic representations of women. So as a woman, I'm interested in using the technology at this kind of threshold before it becomes tainted with this other kind of meaning. Like, is that narrative around the kind of Facebook and the kind of the idea of what it's going to become, is that a fait accompli, or can you kind of shift it incrementally through this kind of like creative usership? As users and consumers of it, we can shape it rather than just, you know, take what's given to us, the kind of violent video game culture that's going to come down the line inevitably, because that's obviously got a massive market.
Like, the first thing they're launching with is this multiplayer game called Eve, which is just about gangs of 20,000 people gathering together online to launch attacks on other 20,000 of people. So, you know, not the most imaginative thing going, really.
I'm actually
looking out the window there. See, that's how you pull back. Do you want to put your foot? That's in and that's out. You want to be there. Pull that S. That one.
Yeah. Okay.
So pull out a bit there.
My finger had slipped and I'd become semi-paralysed. But now I'm free again. That's good news for everyone.
Try to get over to that ship.